Good morning. Welcome to the garden. This week, the Lord has had me meditating on Haggai 1, 7, and 9. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. Why? Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. In the days of Haggai, the Israelites had returned from exile in Babylon to Jerusalem and they set out to rebuild the temple, but they met with a lot of opposition from the people who lived in the land at the time, and they got halted in their efforts. But God here instructs them to not give up, to persevere. He says, go up into the mountains and bring down timber. I meditated on this because in the building of both temples, they reached out first to Tyre and Sidon, to Lebanon, where the forests of cedar and cypress grew, and it was the best timber. And the people of Lebanon were skilled at cutting timber. Cutting timber is a dangerous, difficult job. And the people of Lebanon were practiced at it. But the people of Israel, not as much so. So this command of God to go up into the mountains, that go up into the mountains is to drop what you're doing, to go out of your way. And then to bring down timber is to try something new that feels hard and unfamiliar and maybe even a little frightening. And build my house. Build a sanctuary, a place of community with God. I'm reminded as I read this to you of one of my favorite verses in Psalm 25, which I love. In particular, the Passion Translation says, there is a secret place where the lovers of God sit near him and receive the revelation secrets of his promises. That's what the house, the sanctuary, that's what we're building. Lord, Lord. I was reading another verse this morning from Isaiah where was talking about how the farmer plants each crop in its own place and threshes it according to its own characteristics using different implements, grinding the grain to make bread, but leaving the barley whole. And it says the Lord instructs him in this. Lord, you have talked to me many, many times through this channel and through various meditations. We've talked and prayed about the journey, the walk with the Lord, to walk with you, and to be instructed as we go in the way, in the path, Lord, you instruct us. As we walk, as we sit, as we go about our daily work, you teach us. You teach us the right way to cultivate truth and virtue in our lives. You teach us to cut the timber. You show us the way up into the mountain. You help us build that sanctuary, that secret place where you reveal even more wisdom. Lord, I pray that those under the sound of my voice will receive revelation knowledge of your goodness and your love, that they will know the height and the depth and the breadth and the width of your love for them, that the eyes of their hearts will be enlightened by the knowledge of your compassion and your zeal for them, your goodness and tenacity over them. I pray, Lord, that your song, the song that you promise in Zephaniah, that you have sung over us since the day of our conception, Lord, that it will echo in their ears. I pray this, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will impart your spirit more and more and more profoundly, in deeper and deeper and more meaningful ways, into their lives right now as I speak, Lord, and throughout the coming days and weeks as you teach them to go up into the mountains, to bring down timber and build your house. Hasuba Bale, Kaistadaria, take pleasure in us, O Lord, and be honored. Take pleasure in your holy ones and be honored. Dwell in our midst, Lord, for we are the third temple. We are the final, greatest, and eternal temple, where you will indwell your people and dwell with us forever, where the inner place, the Holy of Holies, is revealed to each and every one who opens their heart fully as a secret place, a chamber sacred, a place where the lovers of God sit near you and receive the revelation secrets of your promises. Hasukolodiada, where your name dwells with us forever. Alakolododa, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the inner Jerusalem, the temple made of human hearts. Agasu tudokolo badaderesen engela sadia dagolon yadididijesam. Zion is in us, and Zion is us, for you have made your people your dwelling place. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Kaiso tuduishina. Nedere galai dia da basso nunungolo. Hai dia da digolen. Brothers and sisters, I move into an area of exhortation and correction, of deep warning from the Lord today. In Matthew 10:37-39, he says, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their own life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. In Haggai's day, he said, you expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. Why? Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. I urge you to set aside. Lord, we consecrate ourselves to you today. We lay all on the altar. We know that the temple is founded on a threshing floor. We know, Lord, that every sacrifice, everything we bring to the Lord costs us deeply, costs us our very lives, our very house, our very family and name, everything that sets us apart and makes us our own king, our own sovereign. We lay it all down. The elders in heaven throw their crowns before you, Lord, and we lay down our house and our all, our fathers and mothers, our sons and our daughters, our brothers and our sisters. We lay it all down. Thresh us, Lord, of everything that takes preeminence over you. And my precious brothers and sisters, those of you who have not known the love of a father and mother, those of you who carry the scars of neglect, abuse, abandonment from a mother or father who has been absent or cruel, who has left a gaping wound and a longing, I pray today that our Father, the Father of endless and new mercies, day after day after day, will help pry these loves, these longings, these unresolved expectations out of your hands, your bloodied and bruised fingers, the wounded and calloused places, vacant places in your heart, that you will cast those other loves aside, because even though they hurt, even though they feel like hate, it is a love that keeps you from receiving all that he has for you today. And I pray that the God of mercies renewed and daily mercies, the God of manna, who walks with us and feeds us. Honey from the honeycomb, sweet to the taste, will be a father to you and will pry these old, empty, useless loves out of your heart and out of your fingers. And fill them, Lord. Make a space, Lord, for a new house, a new sanctuary. Say, my brothers and sisters, to wisdom, you are my kinswoman. Learn from her. Yield to her. Dwell in her house. Say to the Father, you are my Father. You are my all in all. I am your house, your dwelling place, the temple of your choosing, the temple of your name. Let your mercies be everything to me. Let your grace, let your purposes be everything to me. Though you discipline me with the rod, though you scourge me with hyssop, make me white, make me clean. Search me and know me and try every anxious thought. Till, Lord, I am refined. Till, Lord, I am wheat ground and made fit for bread. Till I am gold refined 7 times, a vessel made for holy and honorable service. Lord, Lord, be all in all. Pry out of our hands every other obsession, every other love and allegiance. We would lose our lives, Lord, for your sake, that we might find the pearl of great price, the precious and eternal one. O daughter, forget your father's house. Lean, O Shulamit, upon your beloved. Let him be your strength and your comfort. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for joining me today on PrayerCast. May the God of all mercy and comfort be with you today. In Jesus' name, amen.